Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds in the studio this morning. It's Friday. We're in a good mood, but then again, we're both not Missouri Tiger fans. I would be pretty upset after yesterday's announcement if I was a Tiger fan, especially for the football club, because, man, they had some really good momentum in the SEC, but at least next year, no bowl for them or title game.
No bowl, as same for baseball and same for softball. They have placed on one-year probation, actually 3 years probation, and a one-year ban from postseason. And that's the big penalty, Mike, because it takes away any revenue that you might have gained from going to postseason play. It also takes away a little bit from the momentum and the motivation of players to get out there. Now, not as much as you might think, but it still does rob a lot of publicity from the school.
Yeah.
I mean, when those football players take the field spring number one and then fall number two and get ready for the season,
especially for the
season, there's not going to be any goal in mind as far as going to postseason. All right, how did this come about? It's out and out academic fraud is what it is. It's not new. We reported on it in another life a couple of years ago when the first suggestions came out. And the tutor, who is remaining anonymous now but wasn't then, is a she. And she went on her Facebook or Twitter, I'm not sure which it was, and said, I've been doing the wrong thing. I've been tutoring these kids. Then, after that, she goes to the university. And they say, well, wait a minute, come on, what's been going on? And she admitted as to how she has taken tests and helped individuals through their curriculum and so forth. And she said the athletic department pressured her into doing that. Well, the NCAA and their investigation said we find no evidence of that at all. She did it on her own. Therefore, she has been fired, number one, as you might expect. But the reason, why did she do this? Nobody's going to know.
But do you think it's kind of like one of those fall guy type situations? Do you think this happens a lot more often across the country than we probably know about?
I'm sure that's the case, yes. But in this situation, this is the cynical mind. She didn't get paid off whatever the way she was getting paid off, whether by money or by
whatever
other factors,
yeah,
if
whatever
you get my drift.
We can't get into at this point.
But whatever it is.
Man, what a crazy story.
It is.
What a crazy story.
And it is a 3-year probation for the athletic department because they're lax in checking on something like this. And a 1-year ban for not just football, but baseball and softball as well.
It's unfortunate for those guys. And really, the actions of one affect so many. Whew. Oh man, she'd probably want to move.
I think she probably
get out of Columbia pretty quickly. So number one team in America played last night. How'd they do?
95-52. 95-52.
Wow.
This is Drury versus Quincy. You knew fully well going into the game that Quincy was really not going to be competitive with the Drury Lady Panthers. They're 5-14 on the year. Drury's now 20-0 and number one in America. A very, very good outing, kind of a methodical outing in a way. They being Drury, knew fully well they beat this team rather easily, and they did. 95-52. Now Drury gets Truman State tomorrow afternoon over at the O'Reilly Family Events Center. Should be another win, but then again, you never can tell. UConn, the perennial national champion in Division I women's basketball, lost again last night.
Ah, man.
Fell to Louisville.
Yeah, changing the guard in that division.
It may be. It may very well be.
So, Missouri State team's looking good. They've got some good momentum, especially the men's basketball team. What's next for those guys?
Both the men and the women have huge tests. The ladies tonight and the men tomorrow night. And they're both north of here in Iowa. The ladies play tonight in Des Moines, where the other day was 20 below zero for the high. They are much colder. I think it's warmed up a little bit up there. But this is the Lady Bears and Drake, and these are the two top teams in the Missouri Valley Conference. First of two meetings this season, the one tonight, and then later on this month here in Springfield they'll play, and then probably in the Missouri Valley Tournament up at Rock Island, Illinois. So the Drake is very good. They're a very good team. Nationally ranked, so are the Lady Bears. This will be a very good outing. The Bears play in Cedar Falls, Iowa tomorrow night against Northern Iowa. Now, in the past, this has been an awfully tough game, and it will be tomorrow night for the Bears. But Northern Iowa's not having quite the year they've had in the past. They're down just a little bit, had a transition in the team, and sometimes that's hard to reestablish over a year or two. So we'll see how the Bears come out. They're playing very well. They're playing a different style, playing defense, spoon ball, as it were. Yeah. And I'll be anxious to see what they do tomorrow night.
Yeah, me too. You have to let me know next week. Now, I can tell you one thing that they're all happy about is the fact that this game didn't happen 2 days ago.
When it was bitterly cold.
Whoa, mama.
They did play in Valparaiso, which is outside
Chicago. That's true. They got a little bit of it. Oh, I'm glad it's out of here, though. We're unlocking the secrets of the universe here today. We're talking sports. I just say, I don't know why I said that, but just trying to get us in a good mood because it's kind of sad what happened to Mizzou yesterday. But obviously, you play that game, you're going to lose. It just sucks that the actions of one, well, others, I mean, there were players involved too, and they knew what they were doing. But really, one facilitated the whole thing, supposedly. And the next question, really, for me is what happens to the transfer quarterback? What's the deal with that? I mean, that's kind of messing things up for that situation.
Really a very, very good question. You're making reference to Kelly Bryant, who transferred to Mizzou from Clemson. He was Clemson's starting quarterback last year, and for the first four games, he and Trevor Lawrence split it this year, and then the coach said, hey, we're going to stop right here after
Trevor
game
Lawrence,
four,
maybe.
And you have the option to transfer. And Bryant did. He transferred to Mizzou, where he has a full year of eligibility left starting next year, and he would step in for Drew Luck, the quarterback who graduated. However, now Mizzou is banned from bowl game activity, and it's a three-year probation. How does this affect him? Well, under NCAA rules, he has the option to transfer to another school and not lose any eligibility. He could go to wherever. But he says he's going to stay.
Huh.
That's as of now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's the last year of eligibility. You try to go out and get at least a good bowl game. If you're going to play, he probably wants to play for something.
You would think so. You would think the motivation to continue playing and have the pro scouts see you. The pro scouts will see him for 12 games anyway. But in regards to the postseason, they won't because Missouri is banned from postseason. A football bowl game for 1 year, which would affect him. Baseball and softball under the three-year probation that was handed down by the NCAA. This is all brought about by academic fraud. He's not involved in this. So indeed, he has the option of transferring, but he says he's going to stay. Be anxious to see if he does.
Well, you know, it'd be interesting too, and let's just say, I'm not saying that he could get the Heisman, but let's say he has a Heisman year, right?
Well, Drew Luck, the quarterback he's replacing, threw for 44 touchdowns this year, which is an Southeastern Conference top level, and he was somewhere along the line a Heisman candidate.
Oh, yeah.
This kid Bryant is probably not quite the passer that Luck is, but he's a bigger kid and runs the ball well. He went engineered Clemson to a playoff berth, two playoff berths for that matter. So he's very capable of doing so. How he fits into the Mizzou system remains to be seen. If he fits in.
So what's next for the Drury basketball teams this weekend?
They have Truman State, former Northeast Missouri State from Kirksville, coming in this weekend. Ladies play at 1 and then men probably around 3:30. And that's tomorrow afternoon over at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. Each had runaway victories last night. The Lady Panthers, number 1 in America, won their 20th game of the year. They're 20-0. They utterly demolished, obliterated Quincy, and you knew it was going to happen. Quincy's not very good. 95-52, and the men won their game 83-55. Neither of the Quincy teams got out of the 50s.
Ugh.
Oh, my. And Drury just roared over them. Well, both teams play again at home tomorrow afternoon. Should be interesting. It's good basketball. It's D2, Division 2, but these are very good Division 2 teams.
Yeah, they are. So we really haven't talked about the game on Sunday yet, probably for good reason. But which commercial are you excited to see, Ned?
I want to see the Clivesdales.
Clivesdales, that's your favorite?
Yeah, and I think they have a new Clivesdales commercial coming out from what I have seen. But yeah, that'll be the riveting moment for me.
You know, it's funny that we're gotten to a point as a society, especially with this game coming up Sunday, that we are celebrating the fact that commercials are being released for movies, TV shows, products. We're celebrating the fact that we get to see new commercials.
And we see how innovative they're going to be.
Frequently
you will see some very interesting aspects from what Madison Avenue's been able to put together. Some are not very good at all. But there are some that do have a clever aspect to them. As far as the game is concerned, I, and in all honesty, now I've been wrong so many times, but I just can't see how the Patriots are going to lose this one. Patriots have Tom Brady. They have a veteran team. Belichick, this is the Rams' first appearance there, so well, since they were in St. Louis back about 20 years ago. The Rams have a nice team. They're a wide-open team, very similar to the Chiefs, and you saw what the Patriots did to the Chiefs. Slowed them down, kept the ball. I see exactly that happening.
Game plan. Yep.
It will be. Brady will hold on to the ball, run the ball, and I see New England winning at 31-24.
Yeah, they were able to figure out a way to stop Tyreek, stop Kelsey. They're going to do exactly the same thing to the Rams. They figured out a way to get them slowed down, just slow them down a little bit, and that's it. So, I don't know. What's the get to know your bookie? What's Vegas saying?
2.5. Patriots are favored by 2.5, and the over under is 56.5.
So
I would
close.
Not mess around with that.
Yeah,
but the spread
close.
I would. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, good luck this weekend. Good luck to whatever Patriots or Rams fans are rooting for your team. We'll see you next year for damn sure.
There
we'll definitely see you next week, Ned. Thanks
you
for your
bet.
Time
yes,
today.
Sir.